To solve the issue of transportation, the Riblet Company came to Grand Encampment and built a 16-mile-long aerial tramway to transport copper ore from the Ferris Haggerty Mine to the North American Copper Company smelter located in Encampment. Tramway construction began in 1902 and was completed in 10 short months. At the time it started operating, it was the longest tramway of its kind in the world. There were 375 towers and 480 buckets that could haul up to 700 pounds of copper ore. The tram was powered mostly by gravity. Downhill buckets pulled the tram at 4 miles per hour. There were three power stations that operated with wood-fired steam power to control the speed of the tramway. Miners would sometimes ride the ore buckets up and down the line, and supplies were also hauled in the tram buckets. The cables and ore buckets are original, and the three towers closest to the museum are replicas. The ore cars below the line are from the Ferris Haggerty Mine. The tram tower located nearest to the two-story outhouse is an original tower, moved here in 1972 by the Encampment Riverside Lions Club.